This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, Mary Kay, how are you? Did you have a good time yesterday?
I had a great time yesterday. It was an absolutely gorgeous day, and it was really nice to see you guys. And we got some little nuggets out of it. So, yeah, all in all, it was a great day.
I like those events sometimes better than actually being in Berea or at the stadium trying to talk to folks, because just everyone, I think folks have their guards down just a little bit, because it's not, you don't feel the stress of the everyday, you know, football kind of feeling in the world in there. So what kind of good nuggets did you get there yesterday?
Well, I did ask Kevin Stefanski if Shedeur Sanders has been getting some of those coveted 11-on-11 reps in closed practices, and he said yes, he has. So I thought that was pretty significant. I put a headline on that, and I also asked him, will he get some when we are out there on Wednesday, because he didn't get any of those last week, and that was kind of a big to-do. So he has been getting them. He will get some tomorrow, and I think that's significant, because you want this to be sort of a level playing field right now. You want everybody to be mixing and matching with different receivers and different levels of talent. So I thought that was at least something.
The other guys also getting those reps, Mary Kay?
Yes, the other guys are getting those reps, and they got them last Wednesday. The only one that didn't was Shedeur, and that's why it sort of stood out like a sore thumb. But he did get them on other days, and he will get them in other closed sessions when we're not there too.
Is this fan base treating these two quarterbacks like guys who were first-round draft picks? I every time I hear people talk about, especially Shedeur, you know, we had somebody call our show and say, you know, why don't you trade him and recoup draft choices? And we said, he lasted until the fifth round. Do you think right now anybody's going to give you? Because he wanted to trade him now, like third-round picks with, excuse me, he lasted till the fifth round. Now, that can change when a guy goes on the field and plays well, but it's weird to me how highly valued, especially Shedeur, is by the fan base, despite the fact that every team passed on him multiple times.
Well, people get excited here about the quarterbacks. It really doesn't matter how they acquire them, where they draft them. People get excited, and they always jump to the top of the news, and they're always in the headlines. And so, yes, I do think sometimes we have a tendency to make a bigger deal out of some of them than they probably deserve. So we'll just have to see how this plays out. Once again, when you're talking about the rookies, I think that they really are going to have to come up that learning curve and try to leapfrog over the other two. I'm really starting to look at this as, with the grueling early part of the schedule, I would think that you would probably want a veteran in there who has seen so much that a rookie just isn't going to be prepared for in the early going.
We talked to Kevin yesterday too. I said you've got four different quarterbacks that all bring something different to the table. You know, is that good, bad, or indifferent? And he's just started, you know, he gave us a pretty generic answer. And then he just reminded us that Deshaun Watson is still in the room and that he's doing a good job. It kind of threw me for a little bit of a curveball yesterday when he gave me that answer, because I'm like, is anyone really putting Deshaun in the conversation for even later in the season?
Well, I'll tell you what, those guys have been easing fans and media into the notion that Deshaun Watson is still on this football team,
yep.
and that he's working
yep.
and that he's working hard and that he's trying to make a comeback. There is not one time where we ever have a discussion about the quarterbacks where they don't slide his name in there somehow, some way. So I think they're trying to prepare the fan base for the notion that, okay, maybe this isn't 100% over yet, or maybe there is some other kind of method to their madness where they want others in the league to see that he's working really, really hard to come back. So he definitely is. He's in the building. He's in the weight room with these guys. He's in the meeting room with these guys. And I know he's already having an impact on the rookies, because while they're picking the brains of Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, they're doing the same with Deshaun Watson.
Why do you think the Browns are pushing that thought, Mary Kay? To get the fan base ready for the idea that Deshaun will be on the field? Or maybe to show the rest of the NFL, hey, here's another option if you need a quarterback?
I think it's just the fact that one of their quarterbacks, one of their own, and not just one of their own, but one that they spent 3 first-round picks on yep. and $230 million on, is in the building working hard and getting to the point where he might have a doctor that at some point in October clears him to play some football. And at that point, they might have a decision to make on whether or not they want to activate him or what they want to do. So I do think that they are just trying to remind everybody, hey, don't forget about Deshaun. He is still here. Nobody knows if he'll ever play a down of football for the Cleveland Browns again. But I do remember, I think it was at the owners' meetings, where Andrew said he is still committed to being here, despite the fact that that he was booed on the field while he was down with the Achilles, that he's still committed to being here. And they keep talking about how good he looks, how hard he's working, how great his attitude is. And the truth is, we just don't know where this is going yet.
Mary Kay, we heard a lot of that last year. And then he went out and played, and in all fairness, wasn't his usual Houston self. Do you think, and that guy has not been seen here very often. Let's be fair about that. Do you think he's capable of ever getting it back to the level that he played at in Houston when he was really good? I mean, he was really good.
Well, first of all, he has to be healthy. That's first and foremost, and that's the number one thing that the Browns keep on saying every single time we've ever even asked about Deshaun is, first, he has to get healthy. Well, now there's starting to be light at the end of this tunnel. So now you can start to talk about the fact that maybe he can get back to playing some decent football. So that's number one. And then the other part of it is the things around him, the supporting cast has got to be right. The scheme has to be good. Nothing was right at the beginning of last season. It didn't matter who was going in there. It wasn't going to be right. Their tackles were hurt. The protection wasn't there. Nick Chubb wasn't healthy. The receivers were not on point. Amari Cooper was playing like he didn't necessarily want to be here. So there were so many extenuating circumstances last year, and I think he lost his confidence last year. I think Deshaun's confidence was shattered, because when he would finally see an open play, it was either dropped or something went awry. So as those weeks went along, I think he saw that nothing was working, and he kind of just went downhill right along with it. So I think that if the supporting cast were there, the scheme were right, and all of those things, and he were healthy, who knows what he still has left in the tank.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mary Kay, what did you think about Jed Wills, or the report about Jed Wills maybe sitting the season out? He is a free agent, so just your thoughts on him and just kind of his career.
Well, I think that Jed is another one who had way more than met the eye, but he was never able to stay healthy. It started right away in his rookie year with a high ankle sprain or some kind of an ankle injury that just lingered on throughout the season. He was never able to be himself that year, and it just kind of went on from there. And this knee injury that he has right now, which, as I reported yesterday, I've been told, and I believe, that he had another knee surgery on it. And I've known this for a number of weeks, but I haven't been able to really get it 100% pinned down or confirmed, that he had another procedure that is probably going to keep him out for the whole season. I think it probably will. And I think that's unfortunate, because I do think that Jed Wills was someone who was probably better than a lot of fans gave him credit for being. If you look at 2023, he was number 8 in ESPN's pass block win rate. That's pretty good. That's in the whole NFL. So he was doing some good things when he was healthy, and he just never had the consistency. So here's hoping that he can come back from this knee injury / surgery and get his career back on track, but it will probably be somewhere else.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. I thought it was interesting to hear Joel Bitonio yesterday, and he said, you know, I feel great, I feel healthy, I'm good to go, and we're going to take it, you know, every year we'll make a decision in the offseason. He said there's not going to be any, you know, retirement tour for me. But he didn't rule out playing this year and beyond, Mary Kay. And, you know, he said he feels good. Frank Ragnow in Detroit, after 7 years, saying, my body just is telling me I'm done at the age of 29. I think it's interesting that, you know, each guy's different. But here's a guy who's older in Joel, wants to roll it back. And good for him. But I also understand Ragnow saying, I've had enough. Those linemen get beat up every play. And it's going to be interesting to see how Joel proceeds in his career.
Yeah, it's interesting because the new offensive line coach, which he has really hit it off with, was kind of joking around with him and said he thought he could play for 4 more years. And Joel's at the point now that he's going to take it one season at a time, see how his body feels, and reevaluate it after the season. And he seriously considered quitting after this past season. But I remember talking to Joe Thomas about this, and he said he was going to advise Joel, make sure you're ready to give it up, because you are never going to find that feeling of being in that locker room, being out on that football field with the guys, the camaraderie, the chemistry that you have, the fun that you guys will have together. You are not going to get that anywhere else. So I, for one, am very, very glad to see Joel back. He's a favorite in the media. Every year we practically name him, you know, give him the good guy award. And he's just great to be around. He sets the tone for the team. He's a great leader, and everybody's really happy that he's back.
Mary Kay, when do you think that they'll decide on who the starting quarterback is? I mean, I know we're a ways off. We're 100, you know, like 90-plus days away, but I would think he'd want to have some kind of order in the back of his mind, maybe heading into preseason games. I'm just trying to, if there's a timeline on this thing.
Well, I'm sure privately they have their thoughts on that and their own timeline on that. I would think that by the time you come out of mandatory mini camp, which is next week, that you're going to want to have a pretty good idea of how you're going to divide up those reps in training camp in terms of the pecking order. 1, 2, 3 and 4. And they'll still do concurrent drills where they can have two guys over on this field and two guys over on that field so they can get them as many reps as possible. But I think by then you're going to have a pretty good idea of who has a good chance of becoming the starting quarterback, because you have to get these guys ready. The season is going to be here before you know it. Camp goes really, really fast. And there aren't that many reps to go around. So I do think that heading into training camp, they should have in their own minds a pretty good idea of at least who the top two are.
Mary Kay, outstanding as always. Thank you. We appreciate your time. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Make sure you read her every day in the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. She is Mary Kay Cabot. She was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.